I'm going to finish up here. I'm going to read you like a little short piece from The Elf and Myself. And I'm going to read you something from one poem from here and like a little for sure. I was reading something from Fulton Sheen. He was a bishop, and he was a cardinal, actually. And he said, old men, old people, in my case, old men, look back and reflect. Young men dream. I don't know. I never quit dreaming. And when I was young, I think I did reflect on things that I made mistakes. I can remember almost all of my loves and definitely all my fist fights. I can remember the lumps in my head. But back in 1969, I was over in Vietnam, 68, 69, and they had these, they were called monkey houses. They were almost like the size of coffins. And I remember, I know these things, I can see these things. And it was a cage, and they put the Vietnamese soldiers in there from the South, actually, that were in there for insubordination or whatever. And they'd leave them in these little, two tables long, like the size of a coffin. And I was just a boy. Monkey house. Every boy should learn to spit, swear, smoke a cigarette, fight, not to piss in the wind, taste the heat of war, and laugh when everybody else is crying. I was young, pimples, hard on, drunk to a stagger, inside a Vietnamese compound. In the middle of their yard were little cages. The cages were about 6 feet long, 2 feet wide, 2 feet high, like coffins made with bamboo sticks and chicken wire. Inside the cages were men. I watched as other soldiers walked over and pissed and shit on the men inside the cage. On the cages was tossed scraps of food and rice. I could hear the men inside the cages moaning and crying. I stood in the shadows and watched and listened above the cages. There was a yellow and red flag. I watched two Vietnamese soldiers walk over and kick the cages, then piss, laughing at the men they were pissing on. I waited, and then the two pissers walked away. I wanted to do something, anything, but I knew that nothing could be done. I walked back to my hooch, sat on my bunk, wrote a letter home to my mother. I told her that I missed her and that war is wrong. Told her that I miss her chicken dumpling soup and I'll be coming home. I finished the letter, felt tired and homesick, just tired of war. I couldn't sleep that night in spite of being tired. I kept hearing the groaning and crying from the cages inside my head. I thought many wars have been won or lost by degrees of home, but by degrees of honor and hatred, terror and awfully ugly deeds of men. Later I was to find out the cages were called monkey houses. They were used to discipline men to become soldiers, to fight for democracy. I sat with the other American soldiers on a stack of sandbags, lit a cigarette, and cracked a beer. I told them about the monkey houses and about my mother's chicken dumpling soup. Okay. The Elf and Myself, we want to put this to animation. This is that little guy I told, just that little imp inside of me. It's always got me in trouble, you know. I actually wrote the Christmas song. There's an elf in myself that really loves you. There's an elf in myself that really cares. As long as Christmas lights are shining brightly, I look inside my heart and find he's there. So we wrote this song for kids, and it came to me at 3:30 in the morning, that song. How about that? But our story has a beginning and must be followed and told as any story follows from the beginning, just as any story is to be told. So this is what happened, and I already said that. I don't know the reason why. The star was traveling north, and at the same time, a snow cloud was traveling south. Well, the star and the cloud bumped, and all kind of magic just happened, of course. Stardust and snowflakes fell and fell. At the same time, a northern wind and southern wind blew, spin and spun around in a circle of whirl and whirl. And no one knows quite why the magic happened. Colorful lights, music from the sky and earth, a special innocence, and quite often a reason has no reason, and nobody knows why. It was all just because. And that was reason enough, just because a little elf was born. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, and I'll see you next week.